This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Saturday, April 27th. God's word for you today is, claim it. Our scripture reading is taken from Joshua chapter 14, verse 12. And it says, so give me the hill country that the Lord promised me. You will remember that as scouts, we found the descendants of Anak living there in great walled towns. But if the Lord is with me, I will drive them out of the land, just as the Lord said. Why did Caleb ask for a mountain that had giants in the cities and high walls? Are you ready for this? This will change your life completely. It is because Caleb had something to prove. Caleb had a score to settle. These were the giants that made Israel cower and made his brothers give a negative report. That was where Caleb wanted, the toughest part of the land. To show that God is faithful, God is alive and well, God is living and powerful. One of the greatest driving forces for success is having a score to settle. Unfortunately, some people are petty about it. All they want to do is drive a car to oppress their cousin in the village. That is foolishness. Okay, so you have bought the car and oppressed your cousin. Then what? So the question to you today is, why? You're saying, God, give me this mountain. And God is saying, why should I give you this mountain? Caleb had a point to prove. Permit me to articulate Caleb's response to heaven's why. In our time, Caleb would say, these are the giants that intimidated God's people 45 years ago from entering into their inheritance. Give me this mountain so that I can show the world that Jehovah reigns in the mountains. He is the God over the giants and he is God over their cities. Give me this mountain. Like John Knox said, give me Scotland or I die. Give me this mountain. Why? If all the prayers you are praying are about yourself and your family, it is not bold enough. It is too small. I want to challenge you today to pray bigger, bolder prayers. I know some of you reading this today are shocked because all your prayers have been about you and your family. Some of you are saying, but Pastor, I pray for the church and I pray for you too occasionally. One day, I was meditating and listening to worship songs. I was not praying or inquiring of God. I was just saying to myself that the songs on my playlist were so good. I said, will there ever be better songs? And God answered me and said, where were these songs 5 years ago or 3 years ago? These are spiritual mountains to be taken. You do not get those kinds of songs in the valley. Do you know that? Some books have not been written that cannot be written from the valley. Books that will bless generations yet to come. But God wants you to take the mountain. Do you know that there are sermons, industries, and businesses that have not been founded? Do you know that the companies of tomorrow are yet to be born? Guess what? Heaven is waiting for you and I to take our mountains. There is so much in God. Let us pray. Father, I arise and I take my mountains. I drive out the giants and I birth books, industries, songs, technology that will bless generations unborn. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.